Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. All right, so the story, major publication, asks of the NFL coaches who are, I guess, embattled here, and which ones are actually in danger of getting fired. Is their seats warm, heating up, or on fire? And the question is, where do you think Matt Patricia belongs in this? Where do you think? We're asking for your ticket text at 97136. Gator, do you have a sense? I mean, can you talk about your reasoning and how you've come to your conclusion?
Well, I mean, it's hard. I'm having a hard time reconciling my personal feelings for what I think the national media is going to say about this.
And any national media insight they might have on.
Yeah. And I guess what I'm coming, and I'll come back to this. I don't think anybody has any insight onto what Martha Ford's going to do. I think under William Clay Ford, there was plenty of insight. But under Martha Ford, it's a different story. Anybody that claims to know what they're going to do, what she wants to do, and what her inner circle wants to do, I think is crazy if you think you know, because you don't know. So with that being said, I still think it's on fire.
You still believe that, okay? Yep.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but so I kind of agree with you. We don't know what Martha Ford is
gonna do. Nobody knows what Martha's going
to
do.
But what do you think Bob Quinn would do then if it was up to him?
If it's up to Bob Quinn, he's going to keep him.
Because he has a say as well. As long as he's not fired, he's got the say, right?
I would think that Bob Quinn would keep him.
Does that change your, you know, warm, heating up, fire?
No, I'm staying with fire. And if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, and I can make fun of the national media for saying that they think that it's just warm. It's ridiculous. But go ahead.
All right, so here's the feedback I've gotten. I'm kind of tallying these up, the first slew of votes here. From Jerry, it's heating up. From Jay, in reality, Patricia is sitting on a block of ice. From Doug in Dearborn Heights, Patricia's ass is sitting on an iceberg. Why? Same old Lions. From Dean Lapierre, shouldn't even have a flippin' seat, but knowing the ineptitude of the Fords, it's probably warm, joke of a franchise. From Jim, he's sitting in a comfortable, cool seat at only year two. His friend will not fire him until the end of year three. From Bin at work, as much as I want his seat to be on fire, I'm sure it's just warm, which is unfortunate. From Dirt in Rochester, he's sitting on a freaking ice cube. From Jeff and Celine, it's warm at best. From Dave, in reality, it is heating up. Now, a bunch of people sent us what it should be. Now, we're not asking what it should be. We're asking what you think it is based upon what you know about Quinn, the organization, et cetera. From Pat in Ann Arbor says heating up. Mickey in Garden City says heating up. From Mike in Farmington Hills, I would say he's just in the warm category in real life. Heating up, the reason that defensive guru has the worst defense in the league. That's from Papa T and Howe. I think it's warm because it's warm only because only reason being how long is still left on his contract. That's from Dustin and Canton. It's not even warm from the heat of being fired. I think he just passed gas. That's from Brian. Nobody said they believe it's on fire except you. Kang, you brought in a page worth of feedback. Have any on fires come in yet?
Yeah, they have. I mean, we've got so many of them. I think one just came in and says five alarm fire.
Okay.
I think I gave you one that didn't it say Carolina Reaper.
But he said seat should be Carolina Reaper. It's not about what you think it should be. It's what do you think it is in reality?
Oh, actually, yeah, this five alarm fire said it should be. Sorry.
Yep, it's okay. So here is the publication is Sports Illustrated, and the writer is Connor Orr, and the coaches that he thinks that actually might get replaced are Matt Patricia from the Detroit Lions, Anthony Lynn from the Chargers, Freddie Kitchens of the Browns, Jason Garrett of the Cowboys, Pat Shurmur of the Giants, Doug Marrone of the Jaguars, and Dan Quinn of the Falcons. The guys that are on fire are Pat Shurmur of the Giants, Doug Marrone of the Jaguars, Dan Quinn of the Falcons, which leaves four names. Two are in heating up, two are in warm. The two that are in heating up are Freddie Kitchens of the Browns and Jason Garrett of the Cowboys. He puts Patricia and Anthony Lynn in the warm category. And this, what he says, what their reality is that they're just in the warm category. And here's what he says about Patricia. I don't think the Lions will make a move this offseason. This could be easily written off to injury, which will roll over all the immense pressure on Matt Patricia to 2020. That said, the team's pluckiness has worn off, and the team that closely battled the Chiefs and Packers earlier this season seems to be fading a bit. Credit Patricia with this. Only one of the team's losses this year was by more than one score. The rest were by a margin of 4-1, 7-7, 8-3, and 4. If I'm an open-minded owner and general manager, I may throw this into the optimism stew alongside, while a lot of people were injured this year and gave Patricia another chance. Working against him, a defensive coach failing to crack the top 15 in points surrendered each of his first 2 years, Lions are currently 25th in points surrendered and 29th in yards surrendered. They are 24th in DVOA. So that is the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, was that Sports Illustrated?
Yes.
Oh, is it the same Sports Illustrated? We read the article the other day of the guy who says his sources are telling him that Patricia's going to stick around, and then the quote from the source was, now this could change week by week or minute by minute.
Okay, I'm going to warn you here a little bit, and I get what you're doing, but it's a different writer. Mm-hmm. And that's like saying, is this Gator? Is this Gator from the same radio station there? Mike Valeni said, you know, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to be attributed. It's a different writer. So I will say that I will not draw that same correlation. You're still drawing the same correlation?
My narrative? I'm going to do what I want to do.
Fair enough.
And I no longer consider them credible.
You know what? But you know what it's like with us. Like when somebody says, well, I heard you say.
Of course.
And it's
absolutely.
Not
absolutely.
One of us said, but Jamie said, or Mike said, or the Bogey Kid said, or something like that, right? Let's go to Tony in Detroit. Hi, Tony.
Hey, what's up, Doug and Gator?
Hey, Tone.
All right, look here. This is my prediction, and I'm going to tell you this is exactly what's going to happen.
All right.
I believe that Martha, she's going to give Quinn another year with Patricia, but only with a short hook. I believe that if he don't show improvement in like the first half or the first three quarters of the season, he's gone. And our next coach is going to be Jim Harbaugh. It's already stitched in stone. 2021, I guarantee you, Harbaugh will be the Lions' next head coach.
What are you guaranteeing it with? Yeah, we want to know what you're guaranteeing it with.
Well, it's just a guarantee, man. It's already stitched in stone, and Gattis is going to take over for Michigan.
Well, I saw that Harbaugh's now the favorite to get the Carolina Panther job. This is just going to be part of it. As long as Jim Harbaugh's at Michigan, who knows how long this run will last. It doesn't matter what job comes open in the NFL, Jim Harbaugh's name will be associated with it.
What do you think about the Gattis call? That's an interesting one.
Look, I planted my flag on Josh Gattis after about 4 weeks, and they look like crap. I think he knows what he's doing. But I go back to what I've always said about coordinator to head coach. I am not crazy about the coordinator to head coach. I know people, it's almost every guy who gets his first time job goes from coordinator to head coach. I'm looking for, and I haven't gotten this read from him just yet, although I've liked some of what I've seen as far as accountability. But I like Josh Gattis. I think Josh Gattis will get an opportunity someday somewhere. Do I think Jim Harbaugh will be the next coach of the Detroit Lions? No, but at this point, and I expect Jim Harbaugh to be rumored for every damn NFL job that comes open. It's just what happens. 248-539-9797.
What about Ron Rivera for defensive coordinator for the Wolverines?
That would be interesting.
Or Ron Rivera for defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions.
That would be interesting.
Because I don't know if Ron Rivera gets a head coaching job right away in the NFL.
Probably not.
So you go back to being a coordinator, which he was outstanding as a defensive coordinator with the Bears, which got him the job with Carolina. Either he was outstanding.
Either those teams make a decide to make a change, he would be a strong hire.
I would fully endorse that move over the line. But you're playing the Bears, and you had a lead late against the Bears the second time you played them. First time, that was the first game without Stafford. I didn't think they had a chance in hell to win that game, and they were in the game. The Cowboys, they scored 27 points against the Cowboys, and the defense gave up like 9,000 yards in the game, or somewhere around 500, but it was still a ton of points. The Redskins game, the offense scored 16 points, and the defense eventually folded on the last drive and gave up a field goal that ends up winning the game. It's the defense. Anybody that dares to think that the problem with the Lions is the offense is being foolish. You're being blind to the fact that it is 100% clearly the defense is the problem. People say, well, there's no running game. I don't care. They're still scoring points. And they're trying to find some semblance of a running game now with Bo Scarborough, and I think we all like the results with Bo Scarborough. It's the defense. Before it was, well, they couldn't stop the run, and they couldn't stop. Well, now, okay, the run defense has gotten better, but maybe it's only gotten better because the offenses they go against have decided, you know what, throwing a ball isn't so bad against the Lions. We can do this. And you've got quarterbacks like Mitch Trubisky throwing for 300 yards against the Lions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.